Time now for a little pregame, postgame with Manchester Essex football coach Jeff Hutton. And, Jeff, welcome back. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How about you?
Ah, the same, man. The weather's great. You know, the flowers. What did I see yesterday? Daisies. What do you call those? Daffodils. That's it. Daffodils. I'll get them straight. My wife is all over me. Anyway, coach, the grass is starting to get green here, which is kind of weird. It's usually the other way around. But, let's do a little postgame pregame, you know, talking with Coach Pat LaMusta of Linfield, he gave a lot of credit to your team, even though the score looked a little lopsided. Linfield beating you guys the other day, but you got some positives out of that game.
Yeah, well, I think the last two games, Amesbury and Linfield, actually moved the ball a little bit on offense. I mean, we still have the problem in the red zone and finishing drives and some bad breaks that don't go our way, but our offensive line is starting to figure it out a little bit. And that's what happens when you have a lot of youth and inexperience. That's one of the hardest positions to just show up without any experience. And they're starting to figure it out. And we're like, you know, I was talking to Nick Kukuru from the Gloucester Times, and he was telling us at the half, we probably had 30 or 40 more yards of offense than Linfield did.
Wow.
But they were still up 15-0.
Yeah. Well, their passing attack is something else, isn't it?
Yeah, they have athletes all across the board over there.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then, you know, I thought we did a really good job of taking out the Ford kid, even though we scored one touchdown, but he may have only had that one reception, but you stop him and you still got to worry about three or four other guys.
Yeah, I get that.
Tough to defend.
Well, you know, it doesn't get any easy for you guys. You're playing a hell of a schedule this year and doing, I'm sure that the boys are doing proud for you. But tell me a little bit about now, when you watch the film, I like to ask about, a lineman up front who might have done a good job. Maybe you saw it during the game, maybe you didn't. But we got to give some shout-outs to linemen every now and then.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll tell you what, the one kid, and we always talk about as a coaching staff, that you hope that you get that senior surprise, like that kid who may have never played or finally decides to come out, and we have one. His name is Mike Quill.
Mm-hmm.
The starting catcher for the baseball team, and he's our starting guard and our starting middle linebacker, and there isn't anyone who's improved faster and more than that kid is in only 3 weeks. So he's a guy that deserves a lot of recognition for being able to pick up a position as tough as guard, especially in our offense, and really starting to shine a little bit here towards the end of the season.
That's great to hear. I remember a kid a few years ago for Gloucester High School turned out to be a super athlete. He was a catcher. Then they turned him into a guard. Then they turned him into a linebacker and a fullback, and then he ended up being a quarterback, and that's Brett Cahill. And
yeah.
You know, it's great to be able to have that. But that's great that a kid did that this time of year and decided to go ahead and play. I heard that the mm-hmm. other day with another coach who he's got a soccer player on the team, and he hopes to keep him next year because he's a great place kicker for them. So that's really cool, Jeff. It's nice to know. A little added surprise. Senior surprise. I like that.
That's right.
All right. What do you got coming up now against Hamilton Wenham? I talked with Coach Pugh the other day. You know, he has great respect for your program. And Hamilton Wenham, a bit of an enigma this season. They seem to have some talent that's beginning to shine now. And how do you look at them?
I think, you know, listening to that interview, he's in the same boat as us. I mean, they may have a few more kids in the program than we do, but they're really young, and same idea. He's got a lot of new kids who have never played, playing at those key positions, like the line. But they went through some growing pains just like we did in
right.
the beginning, where you're still waiting for those kids, one, to figure the sport out, and then as your team to kind of find out what their identity is. So I think having their quarterback back healthy is really helping them, and you can tell, like, we have all their games. I'm sure they have all our games, too. Like, they've improved steadily each week, so it's, and they're always well-coached. You know, they have guys where they're supposed to be. They're fundamentally sound, and it's never easy when you play them.
Coach, without giving anything away, you know, you have some moving parts that you have to deal with this week. Have you had to change things around in practice a little bit, put different guys in different places?
Well, we always do that. We're the what if this scenario every week.
Okay.
This kid goes down. Like, who can we move to this spot? So we always try to stay about three steps ahead every week just in case. So yeah, we try as best we can. And there's only, like we said, there's only so many fingers you can put in the dice.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, we're trying.
It's sort of like the Duke basketball philosophy. You got five interchangeable parts. You hope you do anyway. Oh, Jeff, this game is, where is it? Is it at Hamilton Wenham?
Playing at Hamilton Wenham on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
On Saturday at 1 o'clock. All right. That is Manchester Essex High School football coach Jeff Hutton with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.